It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindeland. As we continue together on the program, I am joined now in the studio by Holly Jackson. Holly is the committee chair with the Evergreen Award of Marquette County. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You are actually getting the word out that you're looking for nominees for the Evergreen Award of Marquette County. But before we get into that, tell me a little bit about the award. What is that?
Sure. The award is an annual recognition that we give out to honor individuals that are mentors and supporting women and girls into positions of leadership in our community.
Now, this has a history in the community. It's kind of evolved a little bit, but this has basically been its general sort of reason for being, hasn't it?
Absolutely. This goes back a number of years. It started as the Athena Award. It's rebranded through some service clubs. It's a collaborative effort with Lions, Rotary, Zonta, Kiwanis. So it's a great celebratory moment.
So who are you looking for? As it was like, who is a nominee? That would be someone that would be like sort of in line with what the award's about.
Absolutely. So if you're looking around and seeing who is really taking an extra initiative to reach out and lend a helping hand to women and girls, whether it's professionally or personally in a community organization you're involved in, but who's reaching out and inviting them into positions of leadership or mentoring them into roles where they can have a seat at the table and really encourage them to step up.
So it could be anybody from somebody in education to arts and culture to even sort of political or administrative work. It's kind of open, isn't it?
Absolutely. We would love to have a wide range of people to select from. Our committee is wide ranges throughout the community on our selection committee. So we're absolutely open to whoever comes to mind when you think of those having an impact.
Now, if I recall correctly, with the Evergreen Award, it's somebody that is selected, but then there's also some recognition and events and things like that. Kind of what happens here?
Sure. So once the nominee is selected, they are recognized and announced at an award ceremony and an award luncheon on October 19th at the Holiday Inn. We get about 150 people to come and join us for lunch. And the previous award winner, Pam Christensen, will give a speech and then we'll announce the winner for the 2026 award.
Okay. So this is the Evergreen Award of Marquette County. Holly Jackson is here, the committee chair that selects who it goes to. And that's why she's here, is to encourage people to make nominations. Again, who are you looking for to be nominated for this award?
Yeah, we are looking for people who are assisting and mentoring women and girls in reaching their leadership potential. So these are also usually people who have some excellence and creativity in business or community.
All right. Now, one of the things is, as you mentioned, you have a date set for the award ceremony itself and when it will be presented. So that means you must have a deadline for applications or nominations to be made. What is that?
Yes, nominations are due September 15th.
Okay, how does somebody nominate somebody? What's probably the best way to get some information?
Sure. If you Google Evergreen Award 2026, nomination form is hosted on the Zonta website right now, and you can fill that out and mail it in or email it.
Okay, and we'll be sure to put that link in our posting of this interview at our website at sunny.fm. Again, Holly Jackson in the studio with me this morning, chair of the committee chair of the Evergreen Award of Marquette County. And again, the deadline for people to keep in mind on this is?
Nominations are September 15th.
Holly, as always, good to have you in. Best of luck, and let's stay in touch as to who the winner is for this year.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, look for highlights on our website at sunny.fm.